And you trump, trump, trump.
Yeah.
And you trump, trump, trump. You feeling a rap better bump and bump in your trunk. You feeling a rap better bump and bump in your trunk.
In your trunk.
In your trunk.
In your trunk.
In your trunk. You feeling a rap better bump and bump in your trunk. You feeling a rap better bump and bump in your trunk. You feeling a rap better bump and bump in your trunk.
In your trunk.
In your trunk.
In your trunk.
In your trunk. Trunk. Trunk.
Nigga, feel that beat in your chest when you lean in, it's swerving bass in your back. You feel it, you heard it. Head on the wheel, no need to be nervous.
Come on.
Bro,
right here on the Podzilla 1985 Network, it's Podzilla After Dark. What's up, ninjas? My name is Shannon Young. I'm going to be your host tonight. With me, of course, we have the co-owner of Podzilla 1985, the glorious beard, Jesse Kimball. Say something for the audio. Thank you. Okay.
Not really here.
I decided not to. I was just waving at, it's probably just Michaela.
It's probably just Michaela. Also with us tonight, no, I'm not going to reference it. Lindsey Wolfgang. Who still didn't get picked up somehow.
Again? Okay, there it is. My mic
there
not
it
on? Is.
There it is.
No, you did it.
Okay, yeah, now yeah. Is it doing it?
Also with us.
To move the mic closer.
Also with us tonight, she has her own box, Shelby Chan. Was also not picked up in any way.
Wait, what? I thought my thing was glowing when she was talking.
She was just voguing for the camera.
She was pantomiming.
Just, oh, she was talking.
Between that, between right, that and the box, not making it better. Jesse thought his thing was glowing when she was talking.
Well, no, because she's using my microphone still. Like,
yeah,
I've got him here in the middle.
Yeah, she is.
So Jesse's box started glowing. Okay.
Lindsay has frozen in humor, apparently.
She's
like we're far away.
Which is
we've separated
which is baffling because Lindsay is on the same internet connection as me in the same house and she is frozen in time. Also with us tonight.
She's still frozen in the laughter is the best part.
Oh, there she is. There she is.
She's back.
Close to the wrong window. There we go.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, no, obviously, but for all of you were frozen, and then I'm like, okay, my signal is going to drop down to red at some point here, so I'm just going to sit here.
And you did. Also with us tonight, it's Double H.
Now I'm back in my box.
Not my name.
I'm sorry. Also with us tonight, the man himself, Tanner Calvert.
For tonight, I would prefer to be referred to as Paul Unhinged.
Paul Unhinged here with us tonight. And, of course, the Kaz Man playing the part of Spiders George. Who was also not picked up. What is happening?
Yeah, that didn't pick up anything at all there.
All audio sucks.
I wonder if I can change the sensitivity a little bit for Shelby.
It's all Shannon's fault.
It is. We lost Hunter. Okay. Remember when we did?
I'm still here. Hey, can you hear me? I'm
yes.
still here.
Yes.
Because I'm doing this on my phone, so if I get a text, my video goes out for a second. Gotcha. Because I'm having to answer that.
Remember when we were an audio podcast once? Boy,
it wasn't no fun then.
All right, Shelby, trying to talk a little bit.
I'm talking a little bit.
Did that pick up Shelby that time?
Yeah,
it did. Yeah.
What was that?
It was kind of quiet.
It's very faint.
Shelby was kind of quiet there.
And I don't understand why one of you doesn't use the microphone and then she doesn't just use the headset microphone.
Because it would pick him up twice.
Because he's too loud.
That's true. Okay. Separate rooms.
We can try it.
Separate rooms.
But yeah, I'm confident that that her microphone would pick me up.
It's all right.
We tried it before. We have tried it before.
Okay.
Long as we have the group here, and I want to draw attention to the pink light is on, so that means you know it's after dark, because that's the only time pink comes out. Here tonight, go ahead and give me your pink, Kaz.
It ain't gonna look pink. That's pink as it gets.
That's Saints Row. You're a third street saint at this point. Jesse, let's before we get to the motherfucker of the week. I have a motherfucker of the week, but before we do, I want to hear Jesse Kimball's official review of Mortal Kombat 2020.
Yeah. I don't. No, you don't.
Let's hear it. Let's hear it.
Because Jesse and I...
No, you do not.
We were talking about it today. As he was watching it, he was texting me, and we were talking back and forth about it. And I would like to... Now that he's seen the full movie, I would like to know his thoughts.
Oh, the movie was garbage.
There it is.
It was hot trash. The special effect... The fight scenes weren't even good. The fight scenes were not good. I was so mad. Like there were a couple of fight scenes that were okay. Both fight scenes between Sub-Zero and Scorpion were pretty solid.
Yep.
No.
Outside of that, all of the other fight scenes were absolute trash.
Yeah.
The stupid fucking like weird flip knife throw thing to Sonya while she was doing a twist in the air that they cut horribly and with the awful reptile. Oh my god, it was so bad. And then the whole time I was desperately hoping that Cole Young,
the classic Mortal Kombat hero.
That he was going to be like, because they telegraphed it from the very beginning. He's in the lineage of Scorpion. So I was like, all right, cool. So once he figures out his special power, Kana, whatever the fuck they were calling it, he's going to be Scorpion reincarnated. No! He's just some fucking lame-ass Wakanda wannabe motherfucker that, like, redirects damage. What the fuck? What kind of lame-ass fucking Mary Sue OC bullshit? Fuck that movie! Holy fuck, that was awful!
I like that Jesse picked up the same thing I picked up with, at the end, Scorpion talking to him in Japanese, and it's like, how do you know he knows Japanese?
I desperately need to call you Japanese. I grew up in Chicago. Like,
yep.
Like, I wanted to say, like, hey, man, thanks for the help, but I have no idea what the fuck you just said.
And also, he speaks to Swallow Eyes. Hold on. He speaks to Cole Young in Japanese, but when he yells at the Chinese Sub-Zero, he speaks in English.
You know what would have made that movie better?
Is if
after Scorpion just hit him with that long like chain of stuff in Japanese, Cole Leung looked at him and goes, I don't know what the fuck you just said, little kid. But you special. You special. Give me the map, Scott. Give me the map, Scott!
I wish he would have thrown the spike at him, and then when Sub-Zero realizes he got caught and he turns around and Sub-Zero goes, well, and he just drags him toward him. It was bad. It was terrible.
Whoopsie. There was a lot of like fan servicey stuff that was clearly there for like fans of the game where they had like and it was a lot of like characters they left out. Like they left out Katana, but they threw in the fan blade because that's fun.
But Melina was in it. Briefly.
Melina was in it, but not Katana or Jade. Like, neither. And, oh, my God.
Sonya was so stereotypical. It was almost like.
But you had Goro briefly.
And then you had fucking Liu Kang and Kung Lao were the most cringeworthy motherfuckers I've ever seen in my life. Watching Liu Kang walk them through the temple and then, like, do the little, like, bow shit to. Like, that motherfucker just looked for every excuse possible to flex every single muscle in his body. And just look like this hardcore karate motherfucker.
It was so bad. Now, to be fair, couple good things from the film because you have to be fair to it. Kano was a lot of fun. Kano was good.
Kano started out okay, but boy, did it.
He got dumb.
It wore out.
That's true. I really liked Kung Lao. I thought he was cool, so he had to die, of course.
Naturally.
Yep.
Everyone keeps saying like, oh, well, Goro was pretty cool. Like, no, he wasn't. He was pointless. Goro. He had no character. It was literally just they threw him in there for no reason.
Goro ignited the OC power.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. And it turned that one dude, like Cole, into what? Dollar store Shang-Chi?
Cole Young. Famous Japanese Detroit Mortal Kombat hero.
Chicago.
And
made that very clear.
The Mortal Kombat series has over 100 characters, and we had to deal with Cole. I would rather have had meat be the protagonist of the movie. I would rather have had what was the one where he's just got the motion capture?
Mocap.
He's got the motion capture. Mocap. That's who it is. Yeah, I would rather him have been the protagonist.
What I don't understand.
What he didn't realize is he had metal eczema.
Well, yeah.
He was just itchy.
Kaz, let me tell you.
Kaz, interestingly, Metal Eczema was the name of my first deathcore group.
That actually, in the official lore, that armor was, when he got that, it was like a virus. It was called COVID.
Ouch.
How do I delete other people's webcams? Is there a way to turn those off? I would like to undo that joke.
And the
control Z for the
Johnny Cage, the Johnny Cage thing at the end. I like that because I'm a Johnny Cage nerd, but yeah, it was bad.
Okay, yeah, no, that would have been cool. Like, that's cool. Why was Johnny Cage just not in the film?
Why?
Right. They waited until the end until they just admitted, well, we fucked up.
Also,
here's Johnny.
Can we talk about Jax's arms sprouting? Like they put in the seed bushes.
Yeah, his special power was getting more metal. Like it became metaler.
That was his kana, was getting metaler.
He got mad and his arms sprouted in the
I would have rather him kept those little fucking baby arms the entire movie, because that was funny. That was funny.
So did anybody watch the Superman?
Did they just like Deadpool it on him?
Well, so he loses his arms in a very graphic way. It was pretty badass.
Yeah, it was graphic.
I like how he lost his arms. That was great shit.
And then you think
way better than the Mortal Kombat Annihilation.
Or did he just pulls them off like they're fucking arm wraps? Anyway,
he's the detachable kid. Didn't you know?
So they pull his arms off, and you think that, okay, well, this makes sense. They're going to give him new metal arms. That's how Jax gets his arms. And they do. But originally, they give him these little baby T-Rex arms.
It's just these it's basically just the skeleton.
Yeah.
Like, that's all it is. It's like the robotic skeleton they attach to his body. And they look so goofy because the dude that plays him, that's what, like, he's from, he was in Supergirl. He was James Olsen in Supergirl. And he fucking bulked up for this movie. He was huge. So they give him like these fucking twig arms, and it looked so goofy.
And then,
well, Jesse, he's been cultivating mass.
How embarrassing it is!
It's time to harvest.
How embarrassing is it though that you were given these arms? You're watching around. The criminal dude gets laser vision and shit. and you just got like 6 months advance on a workout.
In your metal arms.
I mean, in fairness, he was pretty happy with the metal arms when he had the worst CG fight in modern AAA movie history.
Yeah, also,
holy fuck, that was bad.
On that bridge fight, you had the chance to do the classic. I forget, did they do the bridge fatality or did he do the head crush?
He did the head crush.
Head crush. Okay.
You put him on the bridge and you don't do the classic bridge fatality. What the fuck is wrong with you? And
goes to show that the people that made it have no background in Mortal Kombat.
They teased the fatality with Sonya because they had like the stuff like fall down on the spikes and everything. But like,
And then last thing, because we're not going to talk about Mortal Kombat again. Go back and listen. Me and Asa did a full show on Mortal Kombat. Tanner was in there for about 10 minutes, live from Merle Haggard's fishing boat. Go back and listen to that for the full review. But I will mention one last thing, and that is the fact that they had the stupidest thing to me, other than the kana, which was awful, was now they have Mortal Kombat tattoos, and that's how you know who was chosen or something.
Not tattoos, they're marks.
Marks, I'm sorry, yes.
It's like a birthmark, scar, whatever you want to call it. Yeah, that's how you get into Mortal Kombat.
And the only
do is kill another one.
Right, you kill one that has it, you gain it, and then you're a fighter. Well, what happens if one of them is in a car accident? Or, you know, like
the car becomes a new
thing.
Have you never played a virtual fighter where you get to play as the Daytona Racing car?
There it is.
That's it.
That's
how it goes.
Oh boy. Yeah. All right. Let's go. Let's move on.
Hey, real quick, you know what was a way better fucking movie? Because we didn't get to talk about it because we didn't do Nerd Up this Monday.
What's that?
So I didn't get to talk about it, and I desperately want to.
Speak word.
Shelby went and saw Shang-Chi in theaters.
I hear that it's doing fantastic. Oh,
that's a damn good
movie. It was so good.
Smashing records. See?
Proper fighting, proper skin eczema, you know, special powers.
I mean, this is I love kung fu movies. If anybody knows that about me, like, I just, it's true guilty pleasure of mine. I absolutely love those cheesy, over-the-top fucking kung fu movies.
And Fast and the Furious.
That's another guilty pleasure, yes.
Got plenty of options.
They might be related. I don't know. But, yeah, Shang-Chi, though, was, like, it had all of the things I love about an over-the-top kung fu movie, but with, a legitimately good story to it. Marvel did great with that one. It was fantastic.
I
fucking love Awkwafina. I don't even care.
I also
literally know nothing about that character at all.
That's fine.
That's the best way to go in. Yeah, like Guardians of the Galaxy. I didn't know anything about him, but loved him in the end. Awkwafina is fantastic. Go back and watch her SNL episode. It was really good. I didn't like Awkwafina until I saw her on SNL. I didn't know who she was. She also has a show on Hulu, I think. I forget what, called
Nora. It's on HBO Max, I think. Nora of Queens.
Yes, and it's also supposed to be really funny. Bowen Yang is in it. I love Bowen Yang. It's very good. Jesse, it's funny you mentioned that, because that actually is what leads me to the motherfucker of the week this week.
Please, how can Awkwafina lead you to motherfucker of the week?
Well, just Asians in general. It's not going where you think it's going. No, it's not going where you think it's going. This is a story about, you heard of the game Genshin Impact?
Yes.
Oh. Yeah.
It is a free-to-play Zelda-style game with a lot of Gashapon-style collecting type thing.
Not just.
Yeah, basically, yeah. It's as though, like, Breath of the Wild, like, that world got animu-fied. And then instead of just playing as Link, you can play as one of, like, well, four at a time of, like, 75 characters or something.
Lots of
like
different
that.
Waifus.
Yeah, that you get from Gacha.
Well, all right, so there is a Korean streamer named, I'm going to try to get his name on here. What is it?
That'd be good.
It is. This story made me laugh. In not a good way. There's a Korean streamer who goes by Tina. Who made a video called How I Accidentally Made the Best K-King on YouTube. K-King, I'm probably mispronouncing the name, is a character from Genshin Impact. Well, there is an Argentinian streamer who goes by Kyloren_LOL who mains that character. And he decided to do he did a video based on this as well, a reaction video to this guy making this video. Well, when the Korean content creator responded and say that, hey, I didn't give you rights to use my video, and said you can use screenshots, the guy from Argentina, Kyloren_LOL, he uploaded a Spanish language stream where he said, Asians are like that. I've worked for Chinese people and they're the worst people in the world. And then he said he was going to send the other guy some Twitch currency so he could tell him, what the hell is wrong with you, you shitty Chinaman? He's Korean.
What the fuck?
He's Korean! So the internet, like, they translate what he says. The Spanish audience of this guy confirms that's what he says. He apologizes and makes a video apologizing about it, where he referred to the other guy as Chinese no fewer than 5 times, despite the fact that he is Korean.
And that's really just like the tip of the iceberg with what's wrong with that whole that whole diatribe.
Oh, man.
So, Kyloren_LOL, you are the motherfucker of the week. You shitty, shitty person. See? It wasn't going where you thought it was going.
I mean, it kind of did. Like, it went to racism.
It did. It went the way I pretty much expected.
Well, no,
I just
didn't
expect it that it was going to go back to Argentina. That was a curveball.
You expected me to be racist.
No, I expected somebody to, mostly an American, generally.
Which I unfortunately am sometimes. Real quick, also before we get into some topics, I want to read to you something that was said by Republican governor of West Virginia, Governor Jim Justice. Love that name, by the way. Also, this is not going where you think it's going. Because he was talking,
like, there's not much justice to be found.
He was talking
hammer.
He was talking about COVID and how
hammer.
West Virginia is like, I think they're fifth in like people who aren't vaccinated or something like that. He was quoted as saying, "For God's sakes a living," which is my new favorite phrase, "how difficult is this to understand? Why in the world do we have to come up with these crazy ideas, and they're crazy ideas, that the vaccine's got something in it and it's tracing people wherever they go? And the same people who are saying that are carrying their cell phones around. I mean, come on. Come on."
Ding, well, ding, ding.
First of all, I know the next thing Shannon's going to say the next time he wrecks his fucking horse in Red Dead.
Well, God's sakes a living.
God's sakes a living.
I've also noticed that these are the same people who say I'm off the grid and then pay for their purchase with a credit card.
Oh, Amazon drivers know exactly where they are.
Did you guys hear or see Biden's executive order today for the vaccine mandate?
Yes, that's actually one of the topics I wanted to cover. So, Jesse, tell us about.
I also liked where Merrick Garland went.
Yeah, so really quick, the justice system is suing Texas over their abortion ban. They say it's unconstitutional.
They got a case, too, a good one.
Yeah, and then Jesse, tell us what Joe Biden said today. Also, Hunter, are you showing us raccoons?
I'm trying to. Hang on.
You need whatever light is shining my face up like an angel.
So, yeah,
let me just try to point it at them.
Signed an executive order that all federal employees and federal contracted employees have to get vaccinated.
Yeah.
And this, that's on top of, mine can't see anything.
I can sort of see them.
I can see two of them.
I cannot see.
If I get up and move any closer, they're going to lose their minds.
I see them
right
moving.
Now. They're looking at me like, please.
I can see them moving. I can see.
Please don't get up,
Hunter. They did not give you the rights to stream their image.
Oh, there goes one, and
there it is. Nope.
Number two is going to stay.
He's so that's
his name.
Number two.
Is that what he called himself? Number two.
Number two.
Well, Hunter's got to get right down in his face and start asking him what the fuck.
That's what I did to the brown recluse the other night. Yeah,
I know.
Wasn't there something else to that writ about 100 or more employees or something to that effect?
Every employer that has at least 100 employees has to, like, all of their employees have to either be vaccinated or submit weekly COVID tests.
Booyah.
And if they don't, they're looking at a fine of $14,000 per infraction.
Jesse, maybe I read it wrong, but I thought they were saying that they were going to get rid of that weekly COVID testing, that it was get the vaccine or get out.
No, that is for government. Employees. Yeah.
For federal employees,
that is.
I knew that was for.
Whoa.
And for contracted employees and for any institution that is funded by the government, by the federal government. So anybody that receives funding from Medicare, Medicaid. So that includes most nursing homes, a lot of hospitals, a lot of doctor's offices.
All of those
places are going to require all of their staff to be vaccinated. There is no option for weekly testing. The weekly testing option is only for companies that are at least, or that have more than 100 employees. And again, anybody that doesn't do it is subject to a $14,000 fine, not just for not requiring their employees to do it, per infraction. So per employee that doesn't get vaccinated, $14,000.
They also, I was reading, it's not in yet, but they're trying to get it in where all teachers and staff must be vaccinated. But
that's,
we'll see if that happens.
I know he already.
They're encouraging local governments, because the governor has to do that.
Yeah.
So he's encouraging local governments to force teachers and school staff.
Basically. Well, I know the big thing was Biden, basically, his big quote coming out of it was, our patience is wearing thin.
Yeah, he's getting busy.
We're tired of being patient with people who will not. Yep. You're endangering the lives of others.
Yeah, he's absolutely fucking right.
$14,000 now, arrest for involuntary manslaughter next.
There's also a lot of doctor's offices have started refusing to see unvaccinated patients.
Good. Good. Fuck them. Go to a vet.
Yeah. get your horse paced. Obviously, like, if you go to the hospital, you, like, hospitals can't turn away somebody that needs help. But right. A private doctor's office, absolutely private doctor can.
Definitely can.
Yeah, they're like, oh, you're not vaccinated? Go to the hospital.
Plus, actually, like, to a point, the hospital, there are aspects of the Hippocratic Oath, because you have to consider the fact that do no harm also could mean keep you out to do no harm to them.
Yeah. Do no harm to, like, or patients that allowing those people in could be actively harming your patients.
Exactly. And if you're an oncologist or you're on one of these floors, your do no harm is keeping these batshit crazy people out.
And one of the things that, like, I wanted to kind of share around, because I've talked a lot about, r/Herman Cain Award. I talked about it last week. I've talked about it before.
Oh, yeah.
It's a great subreddit. I thought at first that it was going to be cathartic, but it ended up just being really sad.
Really sad.
Because, yeah, these are people that are losing, like, you know, the last few posts are always, like, loved ones that have lost someone now because they're too fucking stupid. And then you see some, though. Like, I saw one the other day that I wanted to share around, and I just didn't because it made me too sad. Of a person that had leukemia, and their doctor told them, like, no, you can't get vaccinated. And that person, like, she caught COVID. COVID killed her, and it wasn't her fault she couldn't get vaccinated.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's absolutely terrible. I read an article today on CNN about them visiting a place in Missouri in the Ozark. I forget what it was, where it was, but they had visited in 2020 when the COVID-19 was really taken off, and then they revisited a year later, and they were talking about this guy's wife who had fought cancer for 12 years and survived, and then she died in 8 days when she caught COVID.
Because the immune system is just not there.
It's absolutely terrible. So I agree with Joe Biden. Like, patience is running thin with these fucking people. Yeah. And the good news, hey, if you're out there, if you're looking for a job, if you are vaccinated... Yeah. Soon, there's probably going to be a lot of places opening. Yeah, because so many of these fuckers are going to quit and say, well, you ain't taking my freedoms. Say, fuck your freedoms.
I've already seen. I got friends back in Illinois.
Is that when they don't have a job and they want the government to give them money?
I guess I know people back in Illinois that still, like, haven't unfriended me from my old Facebook days, but they went on the whole tirade and blah, 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 and then they lost their shit. So I've talked to other people that's looking for a job. I was like, hey, there's openings over.
There's going to be a lot more opening soon. Yeah. So many people are going to quit. Let's just gather all these people up who voluntarily don't want the vaccine, and let's just put them on their own island. They can have that. Let's send them to Seattle. We'll cut Seattle out from the rest of the country, and you can have Seattle.
Seattle's all right, man. But do you remember the same people were the ones that was like, don't like it, then leave?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Get the fuck out.
It's the same people that said back the blue, and then when January 6th happened, they were like, it was peaceful.
Kill it.
Oh,
by the way, if you want your best chance to see these things, it's every time that I talk.
I see it.
Because they're not using it. There he goes.
He's like, man, you gotta be quiet.
And then I start talking, and they do that. They look up really quick. I wish you could see this guy behind the shed. He's just, like, peeking out. Anyway, there's two right there.
I want to point out that I can't see your video very well. However, Shelby's lighting is good, so when I can usually tell when they start moving or it's on the camera because Shelby gets really happy.
They're so cute.
I wish I could.
Shelby's monitor is bright as hell.
I'm gonna try. I'm gonna leave this here. We'll see what happens.
Hunter, make the the raccoons must battle each other to please you.
Would it be horrible? Would it be horrible if one or two of those, like, leap up to attack him like that rabbit from Monty Python?
Hey, everybody! Really quick, let's give a shout out to Jesse and Shelby's new cat, who looks like you're looking at her through a like a weird lens, because the cat is full grown. But somehow
turning your binoculars around.
I don't understand it. It's such a weird looking cat. Lindsay and I met it the other day, and, like, I'm holding it, and Shelby can tell you. I'm like, what's wrong with this cat? It looks weird.
It looks far away.
It looks far away, even though I'm holding it in my hands.
That's the name you should give it. Far away.
There is nothing wrong with that little kitten.
Oh no, there definitely is, Jesse, because that little kitten trying to shove its face in my nose, up my nostril, over and over again.
And that confuses me. She's never tried to do that to me. I don't know.
Just well,
right up the nose.
You don't have this bit. You don't have.
I told you.
Next to his face, you just go hi nose.
Yeah, Jesse, you don't have a big. You don't have a big Native American nose like I do. So,
I told you that Parker used to do that to me when he was like super little. Though I mean, he's already little, but when he was a baby, you could hold him in one hand, and he would get up to your face, and then the whole nose would just go in one nostril, and you're like. You can feel him. You can feel him going. And it's like, dude, please.
I want to smell what you're smelling.
Dalton. Dalton wants the world to know that Tally is beautiful. Polly, whatever.
Tally.
Tally. I don't know. Yeah, he spelled it wrong because he doesn't play Mass Effect.
I knew it. I was about to say you named it after Mass Effect, didn't you? I fucking knew it.
Did.
I knew it.
Did.
Tally Shepherd, probably.
To go grab her real quick because I think
bring her to the camera.
I mean, we did share a picture last week, but I'm not saying go get her.
I think it's fair to give it the nickname Far Away now.
I think things look, isn't it like the camera adds 20 pounds? So it might make the cat look normal.
10.
We'll see.
10.
Oh, well, then the cat ain't gonna look normal. Cat ain't gonna
if
look
it
normal,
gives though. That cat 10 pounds, it's gonna be bigger than Jesse's head.
Yes, she is an adorable little kitten. She does have like some lanky legs.
She was very chill
and a tiny head. She's super sweet.
It's like a Dolly painting.
Yeah, she is a sweet little kitten. Like
what? A cat's gonna come in like Chris Marley and I got a tiny head.
It's gonna get a complex.
Hey, there's a cat.
Tiny cat.
Oh,
Sylvie's gonna be very upset that Tally's allowed in here.
Look out! Something wrong with that cat's head. And I'm not sure.
I don't see it, man. It looks like a normal head.
You've got to see it in person.
It's like a cat, man.
It's like when you're on Tinder. This is the picture they present, but then you see him in person. Yeah. Completely different.
How could I possibly know that?
You wouldn't know that. You would absolutely not know that. I absolutely would.
Look at
God.
See? What?
Wait, no, like, stop using forced perspective. Put it by your head.
There you go. Okay, it's by my head. Look at him, Tally.
That is true. You could probably, like, almost eat its head.
Hold on. Let me reach down here and grab a couple spiders. I got some too.
Okay, yeah, you got some spiders. Is that the ones you were talking to? Like down on their level?
I went to my kitchen the other night and I turned on the light. It was like 2 a.m. I can't sleep because the spiders are gonna eat me.
Her for the people.
Nope. I turned the light on, and there's a brown recluse sitting right in the middle of the kitchen just staring at me, and he froze as soon as the light went on, like, shit. So I lower myself down. I'm delirious at this point because I haven't slept in, like, 3 days. I get my face right next to the spider, like, this far away, and I'm just like, now why you come down here messing with these people for? You ain't got nothing better than to come into Shannon Young's house and show your ass, and then the spider shot me.
You were just outside shooting at the FBI and the spider shot you. Why?
HBO Hebrew box office. Sorry.
That cat desperately wants to explore. This is a new room.
There, now you can be able to see these guys a little better.
I can see one of them.
Oh, there we go.
Yeah. Go see if you can pick it up and pet it like far away here.
No.
So if I even halfway stand up, they, like I said, they ran off when I turned the light on. You can barely see. There's a little head down at the other side of the shed there.
Jesse
is trying to decide. Actually, there's two of them.
Is the cat's full name Tally Voss Normandy? That's what Stephen Bright says.
Shannon, actually, it'd be Tally Zora Voss Normandy.
It's awful specific.
I mean, I guess technically this one would be Tally Voss Kimball.
Jesse, did you name your house Kimball?
Yes. Yes, I did.
Kimball, daughter of Kimball. This is an exciting show for people listening to it on Podzilla later. They're like, I love not seeing the raccoons and the cats. But I also have no idea what else I was going to talk about. So I guess this will do.
Right. Yeah, yeah, it's zooming now.
All right, we can go back. You're going to go back out there.
Oh, here it comes.
Oh, it's coming to the camera.
Come on. Make noises at it.
We're all watching intently at this raccoon.
He's looking for the food. There's like a little line because we put like a little line of cat food. They don't really go past the line. Well, okay, there's like a little water thing over here. They go to that. That's about as close as it.
Can you like pin his video?
Pin his video? Oh,
there it is. Right click on it. No, I just focused on his video, so it's bigger.
Oh, okay.
Oh, that's the other two.
It does not make the quality better, so I don't recommend.
He's filming it on a potato.
I'm gonna bring a flashlight.
Get that iPhone 4.
Time I do this.
It's a flip phone.
This is a 12, man. But it's dark, and I'm streaming on Discord.
I would blame it on Discord.
Jesse, by the way,
I blame most things on Discord.
Discord sucks. Raccoon,
but it's so far away; it looks a little like a lemur.
I was thinking the same thing when it looks at the camera, especially.
We use Microsoft. I'm
holding my
teams.
Arm out as far as I can.
Oh,
get it.
no, that's worse.
Jesse, did we ever tell you the story about when Tanner set up? Was it Zoom for us when we interviewed Scott Walter?
No.
So
Zoom.
So,
oh man,
yeah. So we get in there, and Tanner sets it up, and Hunter and I get in before Scott Walter, and his wife, and Hunter notices that we're on a time limit. Tanner didn't realize that the free version had a, like, what was it, 20 minute, 40 minute, something like that?
45 minutes. Well, I told him when I got in there, I said, Tanner, I could have told you that Zoom has a 45 minute free limit. Like, the free trial is 45 minutes. Did you not know this? And he hit me with the Bill Cosby. No, I did not. So, by the time we start the interview, we have like 20 minutes left. And I was like, well, I guess we'll just see what happens. By the time we get close to that, it says something about the meeting's host has extended your trial to a free, like, whatever.
He paid for it.
Or not to a free. Basically, it pretty much confirmed he paid for it. And then, so we were like, okay, good, the interview's great. And then when we get off there, Tanner goes, yeah, I didn't even do anything. They just gave me that for free. And I was like, No, they didn't. No, they didn't.
Tanner,
why
please.
Why would you even say that, man?
You don't have to. You don't have to make things up. You don't have to make things up.
Zoom wants that money. They ain't giving up that money.
All right.
No, they don't want that money that bad. I mean, especially they don't want the right free trial that bad.
Zoom is making money all over the place because they're like one of the only games in town. But they're the hottest game in town, I guess.
We're going to go ahead and get to the top five. That way we don't go another hour and 40 minutes on this episode like we seem to do every Thursday. Because again, there are horses to be wrestled. And speaking of horses, it's
top
horse time.
Raccoons in Devil my backyard. Boys.
No, it's not. That's tomorrow.
No, it's horse time right now. Lindsay, tell them what the top five is.
Oh yeah.
Your top five. Did I say fictional or just regular?
You just said horses.
Your top five favorite horses, basically. Fictional or real.
Hold on. I need clarification. What real horse would you have picked?
I mean, there's racehorses that have been popular. Secretariat, like, I mean,
that
actual,
one too.
Like,
Secretariat,
name another one.
It's not Secretariat.
Hidalgo.
That's a movie.
That's Secretariat died 10 years ago on this very night.
Well, he may have died, Hunter, but he helped. Never mind. He's glue is what the joke I was going to make. All right. So
he's keeping something together.
Top
real fictional, whatever.
Real fictional horses. Top five.
Let's go. My heart goes out to all the, I want to just say my heart goes out to all the horses with worms that can't get their treatment.
Okay. Now that you mentioned that,
treatment, by the way, is not just for horses; it's for cows and stuff. And I saw a thing the other day where someone goes, "You motherfuckers like cheeseburgers too much to keep screwing this up. You're going to screw it up real bad."
I want
to. Fast approaching a beef shortage. Apparently, that's from what I understand. That's a lot of the reason that fast food restaurants are really pushing the fried chicken wars right now.
Good luck getting chicken tenders. KFC.
If you're worried about a beef shortage, just come to the next Cape Championship Wrestling show. Anyway,
I made a little noise and I went like, and he jumped up on the tree and then looked back like he was like doing a cheesecake pose. I don't know what that was.
Speaking of ivermectin, I want to clarify something real quick, because we gave Joe Rogan a hard time last week about it, and Joe Rogan, he struck out hard this week. I mean, lashed out hard, because he is talking about suing CNN. He's talking about suing a couple different places, because he clarified the ivermectin that he took was prescribed to him by his doctor, because there is a version for humans. I think it's important to note that. It's not it's not just the idiots going to Orshelin and getting it. And I'm not defending Joe Rogan. He's a prick, and he spreads bad info. Absolutely. But I don't know. Maybe legally we should just say that, just in case. I don't think he's ever going to hear about us, but he's crazy. I don't know.
No,
That he took a whole bunch of other stuff, including one thing that has now very much been shown to affect COVID once people already have it, and is very much being approved all around the world. He doesn't want to talk about that. What he wants to talk about is, oh, I took ivermectin and it worked. Yeah. No, I didn't take
That's how he gets Spotify
ratings. I took a version. Yeah, exactly. Yeah, he keeps going back to that, though. And that there's no conclusive evidence that that's what made him get better.
And this even the manufacturer is saying that ivermectin has nothing to do with it, has no effect on it.
Also,
but honestly, doctors, and I believe that his doctor prescribed it to him. I am almost certain that it was by his request.
Yeah,
and for the same reason that doctors will prescribe people penicillin for the cold and a flu virus and all this other shit,
right?
Because the patient requested it, and it technically doesn't do them any harm to take it.
But
the take in the dose, they can't.
Clarification.
It's just easier to go ahead and prescribe them the antibiotics than it is to explain to them how viruses and bacterial infections.
My clarification was not. I was not saying that the ivermectin cured him. I'm just saying that we gave him a hard time for taking horse paste. I just think it's important to note that he was taking the human version of it. That's all I'm saying. I'm not saying that.
Last time I don't think it matters.
Not in
the long run, but
you're talking about a man that's desperate.
I believe in being fair.
Ratings are falling
last time we talked about the human version too. So it's not like we said that he was taking horse paste. We just said that.
We may have said that on some show at some point. I'm not sure.
Here's a key thing to keep in mind. This is also it's been also shown that his fandom, his viewership has dropped precipitously since he went behind the Spotify paywall. Desperation does crazy things to crazy motherfuckers.
Michaela, I did not hear about the douchebags who threw rocks at horses. You should never throw rocks at horses. You should only throw rocks at conservatives. I don't mean that. Yes, I do. All right. Top five horses.
Joe Rogan.
No, not all conservatives, just conservative broadcasters.
Conservative is not the same thing. Conservative is an ideology. Republicanism is the corporation that exploits it. Nationalists are nut jobs.
Tomorrow we'll talk about the big conspiracy theory that Trump is running a shadow presidency. That's a fun one.
He's also Jesus. Didn't you know that too?
I did know that. Okay. Yeah. So top five horses. I'm immediately disqualifying the horse women from Red Dead, the people that would turn into horses and you could ride them, the glitch from the first Red Dead, that they're out. You can't use them.
That was a thing.
Well, I'm done.
That was absolutely a thing.
Bringing it up.
That's
now
my whole list. That was my whole list.
Bringing it up now as a nod is actually making it the key topic of it.
That's true. That's how media works. All right, since Hunter stole my joke on the last show and he redirected, this time we're going to start with Jesse.
All right. I can't honestly think of a whole lot of fictional horses.
That's a tricky one. Agreed.
Video games can count.
I'm going to start with, because I mean, I've never been a My Little Pony fan or anything, so I've got nothing there.
I had to do.
They don't have to be My Little Ponies.
I know. I'm just saying, that's a large number of fictional horses that exist in the ether.
I'm going to start
with Pegasus from Hercules.
Yes.
Oh, good choice.
That is a horse.
That's a good one.
That's a good movie. That's a horse. That's a fun horse.
Horse. We're gonna go over to Shelby because I don't wanna give her a chance. I don't want Jesse to take any of her picks this week. So Shelby, you're next.
So this one I picked purely because I love the name, but Stallion
She took two of the ones that I was absolutely going to take.
I forgot about Butt Stallion.
Yep. Butt Stallion was going to be my number, like my big one.
If you know Butt Stallion, yep, inform me.
I didn't think anybody in here would know what the fuck Butt Stallion was.
Oh, everyone knows Butt Stallion.
Clearly don't.
From Borderlands.
In Borderlands 2, it's Handsome Jack's horse. It's a pure diamond horse.
It's a diamond encrusted pony.
It's pure diamond.
Butt Stallion. All right.
Butt Stallion.
I'm gonna go ahead.
He names his horse Butt Stallion.
It's amazing.
We're gonna flip the script a little bit. I'm gonna go next. My first pick is a horse from Red Dead Online. It's my horse. His name is Boner Hawk. You know what? I'm gonna just throw all of them in there together. So there's.
I like it.
There's the first one that I had. His name was Stormwind, because at that point I was playing seriously because I was being Bob. Once Hunter and Kaz and everybody joined in, I gave up on that shit. And then I created Boner Hawk. That's for Steven Bright. And then my newest horse, Yeetus, also known as BND. I'm not going to tell you what that means. Not live on the air. Hell no.
Nope. Nope.
Yeah,
but
yes, you do.
Next horse,
Boner Hawk.
Oh, Nick.
Oh, Mr.
He
Digger.
Says this like it was my fault or something, and yet my horses are all. I have four of them, but they're all named after things we call Parker. So it's very pure.
Like, I just called mine horse. I gave up.
There's nothing.
That's kinda like Bob. If you go to Bob's camp, Bob's dog is named Doggy.
Yeah.
And that's it.
Did you see what his horse? Yeah.
His horse is named The Judge.
The Judge.
Which is pretty great. I like that one a lot.
It's no Boner Hawk. All right, let's go.
Also, I have to interject here. As much as Shannon's going to name his Red Dead horses as part of his list, I would like you all to know that this is the thing that he normally says about them. Oh, you fucking horse.
Horse.
It's every 5 seconds. Oh, you fucking horse.
I will say things like, you goddamn motherfucker. I'm going to fucking shoot you if I could. Shove you right up Chib's ass. Kazman, what's your first horse? Juice and B.
I'm not good at horses. Bojack Horseman.
There it is.
That's a good one.
Somebody would name him.
Yeah.
That is a good one.
I thought Jesse would take it.
Oh, no. I really wish you had taken that one and left me Butt Stallion.
I'm sorry.
I'm really upset about it.
I'm thankful that I didn't put on my list.
So we've confirmed tonight that Shelby has a box and Jesse wishes she had left him Butt Stallion. All right, moving on.
No,
and also when she talks, it makes him glow.
It makes his box glow.
Bojack Horseman is the best show that I can't watch.
Fair.
Are you not allowed?
That's fair.
Yep. Yep.
Because it fucks, like, every time I've tried binge, like, I binge watched that show every season that came out, up to about, like, I think it was season 4 is when I had to stop, because I finished season 4 and I was like, I can't keep doing this to myself.
I had the same reaction to certain somebody didn't make me, she wanted to watch it, 13 Reasons Why. And I watched half of the first season and I tapped out. I'm like, these are the most awful people doing the most awful things all the time. It's like It's Always Sunny minus the whimsy with more rape.
In fairness, BoJack isn't quite like that. Like, it just, like, I don't, it is not a happy show.
Oh, no, it's not.
Is the point.
No. Hey, speaking of happy, though, let's go to Double H.
Oh, my first fictional horse is going to be Sleipnir, Odin's horse from Norse mythology. And Shannon, I specifically picked this one for you because I don't know if you know, he had eight legs like a spider.
I did know that. You know how I knew that? It was not because I've done research on it. I think it was Final Fantasy, one of them. I think it's Odin or somebody, right? Yeah, he rides in on it, and he's got eight legs. And I remember thinking, like, why that horse got eight legs? He ain't no spider. I ain't no spider horse. Wow. Lindsay.
He ain't no spider horse.
Top that horse. Oh, I can't wait for this. I can't wait for this.
From my childhood.
Here we go.
It is the most magnificent horse in the world.
Here it comes.
Starlight.
I think Mandy would say that's a superhero.
He's Rainbow Bright.
Well, it's that or Toothless.
And he is the most magnificent horse in the world.
I love it, but I always think that all older toys are just kind of creepy.
Also, does anyone else ever get the vibe that Lindsay only picks these top fives to show off like her collection?
Honestly, I was so tired. That's not just a vibe. Today. I'm just like, I don't know.
It's true. Oh.
All right. Yeah. Starlight. All right. Back to the top of the order. We got Jesse Kimball on deck.
All right. Well, she took Butt Stallion from me.
Butt Stallion.
I'm not letting her take Epona from me. From Legend of Zelda Ocarina of Time, Epona.
It was
also
good.
In Majora's Mask.
It's a good horse.
She's a good horse.
It's a good horse. They're all good horses.
She'll come to you from anywhere.
Except for Red Dead. She'll appear. All right, let's go to Shelby, who is now angry.
Argo, that's Xena's horse from Xena Warrior Princess.
Oh, that's a deep cut. I like that. I like that one a lot. I'm sorry, I'm looking up a horse name, so no one takes it from me. Xena, I absolutely love that show. Xena, Xena, Hercules, and it's a shame that Hercules is kind of soured for me because Kevin Sorbo turned out to be a piece of garbage. But Lucy Lawless is still badass.
Xena was better always, anyway.
Well, except Hercules had Aeolus, and that was my favorite character in the entire series.
Aeolus was good.
Yeah.
I didn't give a shit about Hercules.
No. But Xena was awesome. And do you remember a show called Jack of All Trades?
Yes.
It was like the third in that kind of, and it was Bruce Campbell as America's favorite son. It was a cool show, but like didn't go anywhere. Anyway, my turn next? Yeah, I think it's my turn. Yeah, it's my turn,
Excuse me?
Oh, was it your turn?
You went after Shelby last time.
Did I?
No, Shannon did.
Okay, good. Because I don't want anyone taking this horse from me. Invincible.
I'm fucking with you. Who?
Invincible.
Invincible.
Arthas horse from World of Warcraft.
Oh, is that Arthas' horse?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yes.
Don't ask how I know.
That after his horse died and Arthas became the Lich King, he fucking resurrected him just to have him back because he was so attached to his horse. That was a badass horse. And it breaks my heart that Blizzard is going through the thing it's going through. And I hope that one day they can redeem themselves because I would love to return to the World of Warcraft because I love so much of the lore in that game, especially Arthas. He is my absolute favorite character in World of Warcraft or Warcraft in general. And his horse, Invincible, was awesome. All right, Kaz, what do you got?
This one might be a swing at you, but they say I'm the most dangerous pistolier since Quick Draw McGraw.
Okay, I wonder where you were going with that.
They say.
Michaela also said that. I wonder what she was talking about. I was like, who the fuck? I still don't know. Who the fuck is Quick Draw McGraw?
Do you really not know?
Well,
you
know Quick Draw McGraw.
It's the Hanna-Barbera white horse with the cowboy hat and he's El Camongo and he hits people over the head with a guitar.
Oh, Jeff Jarrett.
That's El Camongo.
Okay, gotcha.
El Camongo.
Gotcha. El Kamal! El Kamal! What the fuck?
Hunter. That's Hunter.
No, that was you!
No, Hunter said it first.
El Kabong.
Oh.
Kabong. You hit him with the guitar. Okay, yeah, Kaz over here going Hezbollah.
Well, I know what I'm naming my next...
That's what he says when he swings.
I'm naming my next horse in Red Dead, El Kamal.
El Kamal.
That's Spanish for the Kamal. All right, Hunter, what do you got?
The Trojan horse. There was people in there.
It had people in it. Shannon.
You broke him. You broke him, Hunter.
I don't know.
What?
I want to hear Shannon get broke so hard he does what Steven does. Freeze is here.
Oh my god, hold up.
Oh, that's where horse meets people.
That's fantastic.
There was people in there.
I like to think there was like one redneck. Like, there was a guy who afterward was like, there was people in there.
Hey! Why?
I thought you were talking about there was one. I thought you were just saying there was one redneck in there. He's like, let's get this done.
He just runs out the horse's ass. He's like,
he's the last guy out. And he's like, there was people in there. Oh. I don't know.
Yeah. Lindsay. Wait, hold on. Wait, what'd you say?
Artax from the Neverending Story.
I was about to say, what 80s thing is she going to draw from? Yes.
Neverending Story.
That's the horse that drowned in the Black Sea, right?
It didn't drown. He sank into the Swamp of Sorrows because he was depressed.
He got satisfied by the swamp.
Oh. And then I was depressed. Like, come on, man. You're not helping anybody out here.
That's Trey usually like, come on, buddy's dying.
No, he's like, you stupid horse.
Yeah.
So that horse committed.
Last thing that poor. Yeah. Last thing that horse heard was, I'm stupid. Thank you.
Well, I mean, Kaz, to be fair, if that was the last thing somebody said to me, I would also sink into a pool.
I'm like, well, fuck you too. I'm out of here. I'm out.
That was as he was thinking and wasn't like getting out of his depression. So Atreyu was not very good at motivating his animal.
Bad motivational speaker.
All right, let's head back to the top. Jesse.
My next one, I'm going to go along with Shannon's last pick. It's going to be Death Charger.
Yeah,
that was a neutral shot, the only undead horse that the Alliance can ride in World of Warcraft.
Every time someone says something that I agree with, I feel like it's a Family Feud because I want to be like, good answer, good answer.
Yeah, no, it's just it's one of my favorite mounts, and before it, like, I really wish that it could fly. It bums me out that it can't.
Yeah.
Because it's just not as, like, it's difficult to use it once you're able to fly.
Well, I think this would have been like the 11th or 12th year in a row Lindsay and I were going to try to get the horseman.
The horseman.
The horses, yep. Yeah. But, well, there
this
we go.
This might be the first year in a long time we haven't attempted.
Did you guys attempt it last year? Because I know I was on like every day trying to get it.
Yeah.
Couldn't get it.
We didn't do it that much, but we at least tried.
Did we? Because that was during my Warcraft hiatus for the reasons that everyone knows.
That's what I was thinking.
Because I didn't return to Warcraft until like late last year, earlier this year.
I know we did it a couple times at least.
Maybe.
Because I was doing it with, I had, I think, 6 characters that could attempt it. And I was trying it every day and it just, it did not work.
There was the horse that does not keep giving. Shelby Chan, how about you?
Angus, Merida's horse in Brave.
That was also in the chat. Someone said Angus. Angus. Oh,
he's a big, beefy workhorse.
It's Angus.
He's a big boy.
Well, I automatically know which horse is on Lindsay's list now because I forgot about it.
No, it's not. I saved it for you.
Oh, I didn't have it on my list, so we'll see, though, because I'm quickly running out of horses.
I assume it's one that you would put on your list because you like that horse.
I do like that horse, but my next pick is the best horse, Chocobos.
They're not a horse, they're a bird!
It's the horse of the Final Fantasy world.
No.
I'm here for it.
Yeah.
I'm into it.
Yeah, it's my show.
All opposed? Yep.
That's a bird horse.
It's not an equestrian. It's only got 2 legs.
All right, everyone that votes that Chocobo should be included, raise your hand.
Well, now that Lindsay mentions it, she did say equestrian.
I did say equestrian. They need to be horse in nature.
Equestrian-like.
But fun fact, Chocobos have them little, they got those little Jack's arms. You can't see them yet. He hasn't got his kata.
He's got Jack's arms.
Give that.
They are equestrian-ish.
All right.
I'll give it to you.
No.
So are you then, Kaz?
Damn right you will.
Kaz, you a horse.
I'm a horse. And my horse pick for this one is going to be... Is it my turn?
Sure.
Right?
Chocobo's pass. No. Pickle party. Go ahead.
Yes, I agree.
You're lucky
I,
they're cute.
They are.
That's true. I choose this cave painting horse. It says it's from the Scow.
Jesse will appreciate this one. I also choose that dead guy's horse.
Cass, can you see the chat?
No, what's it?
Michaela just mentioned the best horse, and I don't know if you can see it because I don't want to take it from you because it's you need it on your list. Let's put it that way.
I know what it is.
Wait, which horse? Yeah.
I'm gonna steal it. I'm moving in for the steal.
Oh shit! All right, Hunter's turn. Hunter.
All right, my choice is gonna be. Oh, that wasn't actually what I was thinking. I'm gonna leave that one to him.
Yeah.
My choice is gonna be the last unicorn. Fuck you, Lindsay.
Oh! She wasn't on my list at all because I didn't even think about it. But yeah, no, totally.
How would you not think of the last unicorn? It's like one of your favorite fucking movies.
It's like the only thing I thought really she was
gonna obsessed
say.
With horses as a kid. Believe me, I've got plenty to pull from.
I came into this with no answers, and the only intention was to break or ruin everyone's list.
Which is great.
That's why I'm glad you and Kaz are at opposite corners, because I think you both have the same mission. That's why Kaz picked that painting. All right.
I love it.
Lindsay.
I
love it either.
You have done the job. Okay. Well.
I took this one out of the box because it is another toy, but I'm pretty sure my camera was going to glare off of it. But Plasmane, the Ghostbuster My Little Pony.
All right, that's actually kind of neat.
That's fair. Yeah. Yep. Yeah.
I'm here for that.
Oh, my God.
My Little Pony on my list.
Now, Shelby, that horse is wearing clothes. Should it also be disqualified since you hate chocobos?
Ponies wear outfits.
Why is a pony supposed to be disqualified from a pony listing?
Well, they...
Oh, man.
Are you just mad? Do you want it to strip, Shannon?
I can't. It's hardened plastic.
I do like horse shows.
Look at that art. Look at that art. She is so cool.
That is a fuckable horse.
That horse has people in it.
No! No, Shelby! Rule 34.
Oh.
Ouch. Ouch.
Oh, God. Take her box away.
No!
All right, Jesse.
Oh, goodness.
All right, number 4 is going to be Shadow Facts.
Oh, that's a good one, too. That's from Lord of the Rings, right?
Yep. That is great.
I know this name, but why is it not clicking?
Gandalf's horse in Lord of the Rings.
Yeah. Nothing else needs to be said.
My brain immediately went to the Carfax commercial, and I was like, that's not what he's talking about.
Show me the Shadow Facts.
Show me the Shadow Facts.
All right, Shelby, your turn. What do you got?
Is this the second to last one from our two?
Yes.
Yeah, we're on number 4.
Number 4, James Baxter from Adventure Time.
James Baxter.
James Baxter.
He walks around on a ball. He's balanced on a ball, and he just says, James Baxter.
All he says, and he just makes
So he only has one appendage on the ground at all time? That's very equestrian to me.
Next. Next. And that's not true. When his ball pops,
his ball pops.
Don't
spoilers. Good Lord.
Tell me.
There are kids.
Oh. They're just catching up on Adventure Time.
That's not true. You're lying to me.
I am lying to you. Yes, that is correct.
Whose turn is it? Is it mine?
Somebody's.
Yep.
Oh, it's you. God. Mr. Horse.
Talking about Mr. Ed?
Horse.
Wait.
Are you talking about
Wait, nobody say anything. Shannon, do you think the horse from Mr. Ed's name is Mr. or Mr. Ed show is Mr. Horse?
Hold on, I'm looking it up.
Wait a minute, who do you think Ed is?
Hold on. Oh, I'm sorry, did you guys not recognize this gentleman?
Oh, Mr. Horse!
Mr. Yes. Horse from Ren and Stimpy!
No, sir. I
thought
like
he was really
like it.
I thought he was really confused about who Mr. Ed was.
But by the way, for anybody curious, there's James Baxter.
I forgot about his ball.
Is that
on
before
his two legs?
Is that before his ball pops and he becomes an adult?
Yeah. So after he gets the ball, he works in the society, and he meets it, and he gets the ball, and he's super happy in it.
So I assumed
it's
when
I coming of age story about a horse. Yeah.
I assumed when I said Mr. Horse, everyone would know and go, "Oh, that's cool, Mr. Horse." No. And then when everyone blanked, I thought I was wrong, so I had to look this motherfucker up to make sure that I wasn't crazy.
Oh, sir.
I legitimately forgot.
I had
never watched the show.
Bob and I disagree on Ren and Stimpy because I didn't like Ren and Stimpy a lot.
I watched it all the time.
I was not a big fan.
I couldn't eat while it was on, but I watched it.
I watched Ren and Stimpy a lot as a kid, and then I went back and rewatched it as an adult, and I was like, what the fuck was wrong with me?
Because
my parents always saw it. Like they walked in and they would see me and my older brother watching it and laughing and everything. And they would say, "What the fuck is wrong with you guys?"
I watched it as an adult,
and I was like, "What the fuck was wrong with
But this? I did like Mr. Horse and Powdered Toast Man, so we'll go with both of those. All right. You can play as Powdered Toast Man in the new Nickelodeon Smash Brothers style brawler coming out later this year. Cass.
All Star Bro.
Yeah.
They did a gameplay video of it. It looks real dumb.
I'm gonna get it. Not gonna lie to you. And you can play as April and Leonardo. It. Yeah. No, I'm down with that.
Kaz made his choice. He's showing it to us.
It's all about horse time.
That's the horse time horse.
The official horse time.
His eye gets a little twitchy.
Who animated the horse time horse?
Kaz animated it.
I got him set up in Animator where I can actually like make cartoons with him.
And yet none have come out yet. Version.
Well, I mean, we need to write some things.
Did we ever name that horse?
Theoretical.
What up, y'all? I think you're going too hard on the horse time horse.
But it's a puppet courtesy of Jane.
That's Jane.
Hold up. Mute this motherfucker.
What up, y'all? What up, y'all?
Mute him. Mute him now.
Horse time. Cass, did we ever name the horse?
No, we're going to do a contest.
That sounds like a contest we need to do, yeah. All right, we'll talk about it a little bit later. Hunter, what do you got?
All right, fuck you, Jesse. Lieutenant Peanut Butter from Brooklyn 99.
I hate that horse. He keeps taking Charles' spotlight.
He saved his life. He's a hero. he is a treasure of New York.
I forgot about Sergeant.
He is Sergeant now, isn't he? No. He went from Sergeant to Lieutenant. He's Lieutenant Peanut Butter. He moved up the ranks.
Lieutenant Peanut Butter.
That's right.
Okay, Lindsay.
Shannon, for the real quick uninitiated, there's a horse that keeps getting promoted over one of the guys at Brooklyn Nine-Nine, Charles Boyle. Every time that Charles does something, like he takes a bullet for a coworker and is supposed to get a medal, so does the horse. And then he gets promoted from sergeant to lieutenant. And so anytime you looked up Charles Boyle on the internet, it first comes up, did you mean Lieutenant Peanut Butter?
And there's even a joke about how the horse outranks Charles.
No, yeah.
Michaela put it in the group chat. She said, if you look stuff up, I went on a website to look up horses, and I scrolled down, and it said Sarah Jessica Parker. That's all I'm saying. Lindsay. Next to last.
I am going with Rapidash.
Hell yeah.
Fire horse.
Hell yeah. Straight gangster.
Classic Rapidash. I love the Galarian, but we're going with classic.
Because isn't the Galarian. Isn't that a My Little Pony?
The Galarian one is psychic and a unicorn and looks like cotton candy.
Yeah. Okay. Oh, there's a raccoon again.
The raccoons get real close.
I had the camera behind my head and I was like, what is that? Oh, there's one behind me.
Dangerously close. Jesse, what's your last one?
Nah, he's fine.
My last one, in honor of the NFL season starting back up today.
Really?
Blue, mascot for the Indianapolis Colts.
This is a man inside of a horse.
But Blue is a
just
horse.
One man.
He's been animated.
Just one man.
Isn't that how Catherine the Great died?
What?
Am I wrong? Yeah. Which one was the one that had sex with the horse and it crushed her?
I don't know that I've heard that story.
I'm gonna look this up.
No, you don't look it up. Be careful with what you put into Google.
Oh, I know.
Seriously.
All right, so I typed in Catherine. The first thing that pops up is Catherine the Great horse. So.
Yes, you are correct.
Well, we know what your search history looks like.
Apparently it's an urban legend, but it says an urban legend claims that she died as a result of her attempting sexual intercourse with a stallion. The story holds that the harness holding the horse above her broke and she was crushed. The origin of this false account of her death is unknown. However, it most likely began due to unfounded bawdy tales.
Bawdy.
All right.
Spoiler alert, that horse is my final choice.
Shelby?
My top pick is Starlight Glimmer from My Little Pony, Friendship is Magic, because she is stupid powerful, and they never address the... Why can she, like, redo lives? And she isn't an alicorn, she's not a princess, she's nothing, she's just a stupid, powerful unicorn.
Stupid, sexy unicorn. I'm sorry. Now I've got horses on the brain. my last pick, and I'm surprised no one picked this one either, and you're going to be surprised I picked this one. Little Sebastian.
Damn you.
I don't know Little Sebastian.
Parks and Rec.
He's like 5,000.
Fuck! No! No! I take my answer back! No, I take my answer back! I return it. Cass can have it. Shit! Damn it.
What? No, you've already did it. What? Go ahead. Give yourself
a bonus.
Scared
the raccoon away, man.
Lindsay said the real final answer. And so I don't think anyone's going to pick it. Cass, I give back Little Sebastian, and instead I take Tiny Horse from SNL. Because that is the horse that reignited Horse Time, man. When that skit came out, Horse Time came alive because of Tiny Horse. So thank you. And that Hunter, that Tiny Horse don't belong to me, for the record.
He belongs to the world.
He belongs to the world. All right, Cass.
I am going to accept Little Sebastian because that is necessary to be out there. Little Sebastian deserves to be a part of all horse lists. Hashtag horse list. You heard it today.
I always love Wyatt just, I don't get it.
Yeah, exactly.
I don't know Little Sebastian.
I think an honorable man. Should be 5,000
candles in the wind, man.
Yeah, he's from Parks and Rec. They made and like I didn't watch Parks and Rec until I was dating someone, and she loved it, and we rewatched a lot of it. And the only thing I remember, I mean, it's a good show, but I just remember Little Sebastian was such a focal point of that fucking show. He was a legend. So, and
remember when he was he came up as a hologram at the end.
Yeah, and he died, and they had this huge ceremony. It was
I know it now.
Yeah, they gave him the Tupac treatment.
God damn it. That's fucking hilarious.
But what I would say is an honorable... There he is. There's Little Sebastian. Wait, is that the real Little Sebastian? Or is that the Little Sebastian lookalike?
Always in our hearts.
Always in our hearts.
Little Sebastian.
It's an honorable mention is the unicorn, or at least the last unicorn they killed.
It was backwards for me and not you guys. Hold on.
Right. Put it back. Flip it again. Honor the horse. There it is. Okay.
Yeah, honor it.
All right. What did you say, Cass?
So I said it's honorable mention is the last unicorn that they ended up getting killed in Legend with pretty Tom Cruise.
Yeah.
I've still never watched that movie, and I really
want
to.
And the most badass devil you'll ever see from Tim Curry.
Tim Curry.
Best devil ever. Full stop.
Lindsay, we have it on DVD. I don't even know if you could tell it's Tom Cruise with that quality.
No one can tell it's on Tom Cruise with HD quality.
I'm sorry that you are a graphic snob.
Scientology aged that man. He got too many mini-chlorines.
No, mini-chlorines. Mini-chlorines! God damn it! Hunter, just finish it, man. Finish this. You're not even the finish. Fuck, just please.
I'm good. I'm really into this raccoon right now.
technically it's got four legs, so that raccoon can count according to Shelby.
I'm gonna go with the other one that I can't believe nobody picked from this group, and that is Lil Drunk Punchy Nobody, Kaz's character from our D&D campaign, who was a centaur and therefore is an equestrian.
Technically, very equestrian.
Lil Punchy Horse.
He ain't dead yet. I remember.
Yeah.
Well, he's Kaz, still out there he doesn't even exist because that whole show didn't get posted because of internet problems.
Right?
So, yeah.
I think the last thing he ever heard was, "This is why monks are broken."
All right, Lindsay, you can fix all of it with your last pick.
Okay. I'm going to wrap it up.
Well, she can't. I already picked the last unicorn.
That I thought you were going to pick and didn't.
Okay.
Maximus from Tangled.
Yeah. That's a good horse.
Solid horse.
It's a solid horse. It's a solid horse. Well, what were you gonna put up? You've never seen the Joker. I don't understand that at all.
I've seen it.
It's good, and that's no joke.
You see Joker?
Is there a horse on the Joker?
Both.
I don't remember a horse on the Joker.
No, the Joker. The Joker.
He rode it down the steps.
The Joker is a horse.
Right.
He is a horse.
Yeah.
Lindsay, what was gonna be your pick if I had picked Maximus Doodleus?
Was gonna be my favorite snarky horse, Samson, from Sleeping Beauty.
All right. Well, if you can't get enough of horse-related humor, then stay tuned for tomorrow's all-new episode of Horse Time. It's actually a double feature because I forgot to post last week's. So you're going to have two episodes of Horse Time, one in the morning from last week, and then an all-new Horse Time tomorrow evening. That is Horse Time tomorrow right here on Podzilla 985. Once again, Horse Time. As for us, myself and Double H and possibly Kaz will be joining the online world of Red Dead Redemption, where the Horse Time boys will be horsing around while Jesse plays Cyberpunk. 2077, probably. Where there are no horses.
His head doesn't look far away.
Okay. Thanks, guys, for tuning in. That's it. We're going to see you tomorrow for Horse Time. And next week, we do it all again. For myself, for Jesse, for Lindsay, for Shelby, for Hunter, for Kaz, for the unnamed horse, and all the horses across the world. Thanks for tuning in. We'll see you tomorrow for Horse Time. Hunter, take us out.
There was men in there. Later.